School social workers help children and their families develop coping skills for life's biggest challenges. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Mariana Dale reports on a Paradise Valley program that meets students' needs with college interns.
Ingrid Ramos has four kids to take to school every weekday. Getting everyone and all their stuff in the car is a multi-step process.
Backpacks, lunch boxes, everything in the car. It's crazy every morning.
Then she starts work. Ramos runs her husband's landscaping business.
I'm the boss right now.
That's because her husband is in immigration detention in Florence. She says 2 years ago, he was arrested for a crime he didn't commit.
It's so hard for my kids because they love my husband. And at this point, we are fighting for him, but the process, it's so slow.
Ramos says her kids stopped sleeping, and they cried all the time. Ramos didn't know how to help her family process their feelings. She could barely handle her own.
When all this happens, I don't have the minimum idea how I will deal with this. And I want to keep my kids safe and strong.
She turned to her neighborhood school, Aire Libre Elementary, where Janice Moore is the principal.
The greatest challenge is to meet the students' social-emotional needs before we can educate them, before they will open their minds to learning.
Most of the kids at Aire Libre come from low-income families, so it gets extra federal money and can afford a part-time social worker. Lori Madrid is a social worker in the same Paradise Valley School District and says there's not enough time to individually help every student who needs it.
I could probably get to maybe five of them within the day, and those were the five that had the biggest crisis.
It's estimated there are fewer than 500 social workers in Arizona's more than 2,000 schools. Frustrated, Madrid turned to the social work students she taught at ASU 3 years ago. They needed real-life experience, and the kids needed one-on-one attention.
You have to sometimes go to administrators and say, what's happening isn't working and it's not okay.
She asked the district to pilot an internship program in four schools. Madrid called the program Everybody Matters. She mentors the college interns who meet with the students weekly and teach them skills to reduce stress and improve their communication.
We also kind of help kids understand there's things in the world we can control and there's things that we can't. To help them focus on, in this day, in this moment, here's the thing that I can do to get by.
It's difficult to research social work because of its complexity. But some studies show students who go to schools with social workers improve their self-esteem and behavior and are more likely to graduate. The Everybody Matters program is now in 21 schools, including Aire Libre, where Principal Moore says attendance and academic achievement is up. She can also see the difference on her students' faces.
They just light up when they see their intern in a purple Everybody Matters shirt coming just for them. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about, to know you have one caring adult in your corner.
Mom Ingrid Ramos enrolled all three of her elementary age kids in Everybody Matters.
Hello.
Welcome to our home.
I visited her family on a recent Saturday. They'd just gotten home from breakfast, and her second oldest son practiced the cello.
My name is Steven, and I'm 10 years old.
Steven's in the honors program at Aire Libre, but when his dad went away, he didn't even want to go to school. He also did not want to discuss his feelings.
Like, sometimes you get too sad and don't want to talk about things.
He started seeing an intern through Everybody Matters. They'd throw a football together, and he eventually started to open up. Steven says he cries less now, and he's able to talk, even when he's sad.
I somehow gained the courage.
Courage that gives Steven the strength to go to school and keep learning, even when he can't predict what each day will bring. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.